It's a hot Saturday in LeClaire, Iowa. A Shaniqua crib sings to a crowd of demonstrators. They're gathered outside City Hall to protest a white nationalist group using the COVID-19 pandemic to promote segregation. The Tennessee-based group, National Alliance, mailed flyers urging white residents to practice racial distancing. When it's Eric Puryear's turn to speak, he brings his daughter up with him.
Man, them sneakers are awesome.
Puryear is an attorney based in Davenport. He organized a protest against police brutality earlier this month outside the Davenport police station.
My hope is that when Lily is my age, all of these problems are historical facts rather than ongoing issues. That flyers like the ones that united us all for this protest are things of the past.
Tanisha Ruby is a Waterloo resident. She says the LeClaire of her childhood is different from the LeClaire in which she protests.
Look at us out here in LeClaire. When we drove through LeClaire when I was young, seatbelts on, seat up, put cigarettes out, everything. We don't even drink juice in LeClaire. Just keep going through. We knew. But it's the year 2020.
And you get an invite.
I'm mad that the Jetson didn't come pick us up. What the? Like, I was waiting for that. It's a new time. It's a new change.
Ruby paces her makeshift stage with a megaphone. She doesn't just rally the crowd. She makes them laugh.
Trump didn't do nothing but tell us to hate each other. Not even realizing it was going to just bring us back together. Diversity is what makes America great.
Yeah.
Could you picture the NFL, the NBA without black people?
Every speaker has a different background and a different message. But before passing off the megaphone, they all have the same final note.
You have to vote! Yep.
We have to show up in November by contacting our elected officials, by voting, by engaging in that sort of peaceful communication. We will drive the sort of progress that will make sure that Lily and everybody else her age is going to be, will inherit a much better world than we had.
For WVIK News, I'm Mariana Bacayao.